Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's another awesome day here up in the Boston area. Really nice, not too cold. It's kind of getting there though. We can smell old man winter creeping in, but nice and clear anyway. Gotta love it. Still hoping for a winter like what we had last year. Incredible. No snow till February. I can deal with that. Anyway, got a great show lined up for you today, guys. We've got another guest from the UK coming on from across the pond. His name is Patrick Gerrell or Gerrell. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, G-E-R-Y-L. He's an expert on the 2012 Mayan prophecies of the upcoming catastrophe. As if we don't have enough catastrophes going on as it is. But he's going to talk about this Mayan predicted, I don't even know you can so much call it a prophecy, really. It's just a forecast based on their millennia of accurate measurements of the stars, their knowledge of astronomy, that there would be a repeat catastrophe that we've had many in the past, and, you know, they had it down to a science every so many millennia or so many centuries or whatever. The Earth passed through, you know, a set of orbiting debris and would be struck with an asteroidal impact, a sizable one, to cause global disruption. So that's what he's going to be talking about today, how we're headed for one, supposedly, right at the winter solstice, December 21st of 2012. Oh, yeah, it's something to look forward to. If Bush doesn't blow up the planet before then, we get that to... hey, you know, I'm hoping the thing strikes Washington. That would be cool, wouldn't it? That would be something welcomed. You know, I could deal with the drop in temperature of a few degrees on a global scale and have some debris flying up in the atmosphere blocking the sun out for a few years if it would mean that. Jeez, that would be nice. Anyway... We got a few announcements here to go over, folks, before we go to the break, and then we bring in the guest up. Once again, let's see. Yeah, we've got the chat room, guys, available right on the homepage, republicbroadcasting.org. Just go there, sign up real quick. All you got to do is enter your name, address, phone number, credit card number, and just your name and... I don't know, email or whatever. I haven't even done it yet myself. I keep saying that. I got to do it. But it's cool. You can chat with other listeners and hosts, except for me right now. And then you're off and running. It's a pretty neat neat little thing they got set up there. As soon as I get some time, I'm going to sign up for it myself. Hey, if you want to call up and harass your congressmen, your senators, that is, why not? They like to harass us. You can do that by dialing 877-851-6437. Just call them up. Give them a prank phone call. No, seriously, call them up and tell them you're disgusted with the phony shenanigans that are going on. You're not going to stand for it anymore. And you want to see the repealing of some of these, all of these laws that they've been passing, giving Gluteus Maximus Hitlerian totalitarian power. Tell them the game's over, the gig is up, knock it off. Stop acting like Chinamen and start acting like Americans for change. Or you can call 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. If anybody wants Aaron Russo's DVD, Feed Him the Fascism, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to the Republic Broadcasting website or dialing 800-724-2719. All right, guys. Dick Weathers will be right back with our guest. Should be an interesting interview.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, and as has been the case for months on end now, looks like we're having some this time it's contact trouble. It's not that the guy's not available, it's that the number he gave me doesn't seem to be working. oh boy, always, hey, you know, it's an adventure. Never a dull moment here on Truth Hurts Radio. Well, just in case he doesn't show up, I better get something ready here, shouldn't I? I do have something ready, but I've got to find where I put it here. Oh, fun, fun, fun. I just wasn't bargaining on this because I did email him, and he did confirm. I don't know, for some reason, the phone number is not... it's not working. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he put a few too many zeros in there or something. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure he's in the UK. Does anybody know what the international calling code is for the UK? It looks like this is 003. I don't think that's right. Oh, well. Anyway. I don't think it's his fault this time. I think it's just that we didn't... Oh, geez. Anyway... I'll just go off on a rant, I guess. This will probably require two shows to cover at least anyway, so I'll start it today and finish it up on Friday. As many of you know, I'm a major UN fan. Oh, yeah. I just love the UN. So we're going to talk about how wonderful the UN is today. For those who don't know, the UN and the U.S. for decades on end now have been partners in crime, partners in staging fake wars for fake reasons and profiting handsomely thereby, politically, financially, militarily, on and on and on and on, all en route to global domination. That's always the goal with all these fiascos. No question, the UN, the U.S. has been doing this. I've talked before about the fraudulence of the Cold War, but what many people don't realize is a great many of those wars the U.S. fought in during the Cold War were fought under the auspice of the UN. A lot of bizarre occurrences that have been happening over the decades, you know, strange laws that have been passed in Washington, strange developments in education, all stem from the UN. If you trace them to their root, you'll find out, oh, son of a gun, this was declared 6 months before they passed this bill. It was a UN resolution passed that called for member states to pass legislation that would conform to this resolution. It's amazing how often this has happened. The UN came out, I think, yesterday and said that it condemns the U.S. and its handling of the war on terror and its draconian laws like the Patriot Act. But the truth is, right after 9/11, the UN passed a resolution and called upon all member nations around the world to pass legislation restricting civil rights and liberties as a necessary, move in the war against terror. So again, we get this dichotomy going on here, this schizophrenic rhetoric. Okay, they're telling me. I got a friend at Pal Talk telling me that 4-4 is the code. And that you don't dial the first zero. So why don't we try, see if you can do that back at the office. Try the number I gave you as it is by dropping one of the zeros. If that doesn't go through, then try 4-4 and drop one of the zeros. Try those two different combinations. And if that doesn't work, well, I'll have to email him later and humbly apologize. And I should have tried the number out ahead of time myself, but I think it's like $5,000 the first second and then $10,000 every second there. Man, those international calls are murder. Anyway, in the meantime, maybe I won't get around to talking about this today, but if not, I will talk about it on Friday. This is very interesting stuff, guys. You won't believe what's been going on behind the scenes with the U.S. and the U.N. mutually fighting wars together. The U.N., of course, loves to consider itself a peace orchestrating agency, but quite to the contrary, it loves war. It's all it's done is create wars. Anyway, let's go to, we got a caller here already. We got Bill in Idaho. How's it going, Bill? Are you there?
And here's a click. Obviously,
ah, there you are.
I'm here now. It was,
yeah,
as usual, great information that you put out. Absolutely wonderful guest. Wanted to check with you from yesterday, day before, a number of friends of mine demanded that I listen. I was buried up to my hips dealing with these Nazis in Congress, so I didn't hear your broadcast. The gentleman that was talking to you in regard to hidden archaeology and the discussion of the planetary prayer.
Oh, Farrell, yeah.
Yeah. I feel badly. I have it in my tape archives, but about 2.5-3 months ago at least, George Norrie had a gentleman on that would confirm and concretize your guest. He was a physicist. Your guest's contention and your discussion from that program directly back to CERI. I don't know whether you're familiar, CERN Switzerland. Are you familiar with that project? It's Lawrence Livermore and National Argonne and Department of Energy with the Nazis.
Not that one specifically, no. What are they working on? Trying to revive Nazi technology, you mean?
Yeah, well, literally. It's so bizarre that you had the program and...
Well, they should just call the CIA. They got all that.
Yeah. Well, they've got it probably in their library archives that they'll have to turn over to us for evidence when the public trials begin. But what I was going to mention is your program is more important than possibly you would understand or appreciate by timing. If you could go into the archives or just, I don't have the ability or the equipment, but you would drop George a line. I am sure that he would be glad to give you the guest name, and I'll be looking feverishly for it, you can bet. But he's a physicist. The discussion being that the containment vessel for the black hole project that they've got buried under Switzerland about 2 or 3 miles is getting ready to go the middle, right around Christmas of this year. Where they're designing and developing a system, supposedly, a little thermos to contain a black hole. Only problem is it's the walls of the containment vessel have to be a certain amount away from the black hole when they create it. And the physicist's contention, I believe, is that the containment vessel is not large enough and that there's a distinct possibility that it'll be the ultimate world ender end game. And he's very serious. He's very
There's been a definite confirmation of a black hole right outside of Washington. It's called the Pentagon. And trillions of our dollars will disappear. They just get sucked right in every year.
See, your sense of humor is so encouraging.
You got to laugh at these guys. They're a big joke.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe even larger than what you would appreciate. You have to go to the archives. You have to go to the archives of NPR this morning if you didn't get a chance to listen. You can hear it in their voice. Somebody has said something to Beck, but even more so to those spooks over at the NPR. It is absolutely amazing. When they were trying to describe the good news, bad news in regard to the economy, the young gentleman that was trying to relate the good news sounded like he was dissociating on the air. So you guys are winning. You were obviously way ahead of the curve and obviously somewhere in the quote-unquote public domain. Somebody's picking up the phone, and I can't encourage them enough, obviously. I appreciate you giving out that number. Could you give us an update in regard to the gentleman that you had on the air, he was a deck captain, and they're trying to run him into jail on a depression charge or whatever. They're trying him in military court.
Oh, yeah. That's Eric Schein. Yeah, you know what? I meant to call him the other day, and I totally forgot. I got his number here, though. I do need to call him. I want to have him back on and get an update what happened with that.
If I leave Jerry, I believe his name is Jerry Jones or something, representative for the committee chairman for the Admiralty in Washington, D.C. He was asking that we get him in front of Congress, and I've been working on that. If I were to get that information to you, maybe you would get the officer that I talked to maybe as an interview. Is that a possibility?
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, just send it off to truthhurtsradio@AOL.com.
If I could even get it to Terry, maybe she would be able to get that accomplished for you. I'll do that immediately as soon as I can find it myself. Thanks.
Well, I wouldn't trust her. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll look forward to another great informational program. Bless you. Take care.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. All right, guys, stick with us. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I just tried to get a hold of Gerald, and the number he gave us, he had sent me another, I don't think it's another version, I think it's the same thing, but it's still not working. At least we know what country he's in. He's in Belgium. anybody from Belgium that has any better idea how to get a hold of this guy? He's giving us the country code 0032. Maybe back at RBN, one last desperate attempt. Try it by dropping one of those zeros. That's a possibility. I don't know. Anyway, no matter. I'll just go off onto this this UN rant here. Okay, guys, like I was saying, and, you know, if we do get a hold of him, I'll just pick this up on Friday, that's all. Wherever I leave off. But, so, you know, since World War II, the U.S., under the name of, under the guise of containing communism, had been engaged in waging war on dozens of countries around the world. But it turns out that those wars were done in cooperation with and or under the auspice of the U.N. From its inception, the U.N. has been an instrument of war, not of peace. And it has used the U.S. military might more than that of any other nation. It's used other ones too, of course, but the U.S. more than any other to do its dirty work. Now, what other entity do we know that's done this? Gee, I can't seem to remember now. seems to me there's another, I think it's a country in the Middle East somewhere, that has the largest lobbyist group in Washington. I don't think I can mention it now because we have the new anti-hate crimes bill and I might be labeled as, I can't even say that. That would give away the secret. But there is such a nation that uses the U.S. military to do its bidding, too. Anyway, try to use your imagination and be sure you're not violating the new hate crimes bill when you do it, because even a thought can be a crime now in this new Orwellian world. You don't want to be guilty of a thought crime. Anyway, between 1945 and 2002, for example, the first 57 years of the UN's existence, what do you know? Well, I guess we'll pick things up there on Friday. We do have the guest. Mr. Gerald is now joining us from over in Belgium. Welcome to the show.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay.
I'm so glad we finally got you. Gee, it took us almost a half an hour. I don't know, for some reason the number... Carrie, whatever you did, write it down. Remember that next time. I don't know how she got you. We tried several times. I don't know.
Send it to me how she did it.
Yeah, really. We'll have to let you know. But anyway, glad we got you. Glad you made it. We didn't miss too much time. Yeah, so I'm having you here today to talk about the Mayan, we'll call it prophecy. To me, I'll call it, I think of it as a forecast, but nevertheless. I guess you have to drop the two zeros, she's telling me back at the office. So when you give the number in the future, just put the 3-2, you know, dot, dot, dot. You don't need to put the two zeros. In fact, don't put the two zeros. It doesn't go through.
Oh, okay, right.
Maybe that's something just within Europe that you have to dial, but...
In Europe you have to dial the two zeros.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so when you have people calling you from the States, just drop those two zeros. That's the secret, I guess. I'll have to remember that.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't even know where to start here. There's so much to... so much preliminary things to discuss here as to... You know, how this conclusion has been arrived at. Is this something recent, by the way? Has this idea been floating around for a while? Or?
No, I had the idea 12 years ago after reading some books, especially Fingerprints of the Gods from Graham Hancock and The Mayan Prophecies from two English writers. And in The Mayan Prophecies... There was a theory from an Englishman, Mr. Cotterell, and he said, I have a theory that explains the zodiac signs, because every month the infalling particles from the sun on the earth, they change. And I have a theory that explains that completely. Now, astronomers don't know this theory, and I was looking at that theory, and the theory was completely valid, so it was okay. And I started researching that theory further. And then I found that with that theory, you can also calculate the sunspot cycle from 11 years. And then further, I looked at the Dresden Codex from the Maya. And in the Dresden Codex from the Maya, I found the theory that was about the sunspot cycle. And with that theory, they count down to 2012.
Now, are you the one that actually initially came up with this?
I am indeed. I am the first one who found the complete explanation from this. Because... the Dresden Codex from the Maya, they work with it with numbers, but their number system, they didn't have a denary scale according to researchers.
I tell you what, we got to go to a commercial break, but that's interesting. I didn't even realize this guy's the originator. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Patrick Gerrell over in Belgium, expert on the Mayan prophecies. And I just discovered, I didn't even realize, he's the originator, the one who first discovered this. So, yeah, let's get back to, you were talking about how you came upon this discovery and looking at the ancient Mayan calendar.
Yes, and the Mayas used as numbering system something with dots and lines. So number one was a dot, and then two, that was two dots. Now I transformed
the five is the line, right? I believe
five is the line, and I transformed that in our dinere scale. And if you put all the Mayan numbers in our dinere scale, then you can find the decoding of the Dresden Codex. And I explained that in my book, The World Cataclysm, in 2012. So, and then I found that the Maya, in fact, knew our denary scale, our denary system. And then I was able to prove absolutely that they knew a theory that is not known by astronomers today. Now, I have
Well, you know, let's talk, before we even go into that in detail, about the ingeniousness of the Maya. I mean, these were a people that were, they were actually only one of two ancient civilizations that had the concept of zero, right? What was the other, the Sumerians?
But people think that they didn't, that the Egyptians and so, that they didn't have the zero, but they had. They all.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Egyptians were very advanced.
Yeah, the Egyptians used the same system like the Maya, but it had to stay with secret with the Egyptian priest and the Maya priest. They only knew that our dinner scale. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It was because knowledge is power. At this moment, knowledge is also power. If you know how to build an atomic weapon, then you have power.
Yeah, that could work in a bad way.
Yeah, right. Now, the priest...
But, you know, what's so amazing, or what amazes me about the Maya is, you know, we know the Earth's year today to be 365.2422 days. The Maya had it reckoned at 365.242.
Yeah.
That's quite an accuracy.
Everybody thinks that, but... If you, I found in the Dresden Codex that the Maya were even better than we today. I was
really?
Able to decode that the Maya knew that a solar year was 365.242199074074. They were better. More
they didn't
advanced.
Round things off like we do, huh?
Yeah, they were better and more advanced than we do. If you take their solar system, then you can predict exactly 1 million years beforehand. On that second, Venus will be there in the sky. Exactly.
Wow.
They were better than ours. So what the scientists think of the Maya... it is 365.242. No, they were even better, far better than our system.
So, have you ever actually been to Mexico? Have you gone on any digs or in Belize or Honduras? Or?
My most important travels are to Egypt. I was in Egypt a week ago because there is... talk about ancient libraries that are still something where something under the land, under the sand.
Under the Sphinx, yeah.
Under the Sphinx. But there is one which I am sure of, and that is called the Labyrinth. And that is about 100 kilometers from the pyramids from Gizeh. And there is a building... that is described by Herodotus. Herodotus was an ancient Greek.
Right.
He visited Egypt 2,500 years ago. And he wrote about the pyramids. Look, the pyramids, very beautiful, but he said the labyrinth. That is exceptional. That is far more beautiful than the pyramids. And after reading that, I started my search... And I found the place where the labyrinth is under the ground. And I am trying to convince the Egyptian authorities from the antiquities that we have to use a geo-radar system to locate the labyrinth.
Yeah, echoing and, device. Of you. Now, do you know, are they still planning? I thought it was supposed to be later this year sometime. Are they still planning on sending some more robots down the shafts of the Great Pyramid? Do you know anything about that?
Not for this year that I am aware of. We are trying
still gonna...
now to do excavations around the pyramids because we did there a geo-radar scan around the... Big Pyramid, and we found something, and then, but it's very hard to get the permission for that.
Right. Boy, that I'd love to see. What
yeah,
they
I
find
can't say
that.
More on the radio because otherwise it will blow sky high, and then we have first to wait for the permission from the Antiquity Service.
Right. Not to get off on this tangent, but for those who don't know what we're talking about, they discovered a few years ago the Great Pyramid has these small, I don't know, what is it, just a few inches in diameter, a few inches wide, these shafts down into the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, all the way out to the outer walls of the pyramid.
Yeah.
And they sent this small robotic craft down inside of it a number of years ago, and when it got to the end, it found these tiny little brass doors with handles on them. Now, what in the world is going on with that? For what purpose? How could they even get access to things like that? So this is very intriguing. There's something more to the Great Pyramid than what meets the eye. But anyway, yeah. But what about this labyrinth thing now? Did you have any success?
We think we will have success. I was there with also the Polish Discovery Channel, and when we are able to scan the labyrinth, I hope in January or in February, then Polish Discovery Channel will be also there, and when we will find the labyrinth, it will go worldwide on Discovery Channel. So I hope everything will go against next year.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Now, obviously, yeah. The Maya are not the only ones. It looks like the Egyptians had foreseen this as well, right? The 2012, and I believe, is it the Hopi?
The Hopi are expecting, but not sure from the date, but the Egyptians are saying the same year like the Maya. They say 2012. And how did we find that? Well, that is a long explanation, because when I started my research 12 years ago, I came to a Belgian guy called Gino Rattings, and he is an archaeoastronomer. So he is interested in archaeology and in astronomy. And I came to him and I said to him, look, I said, there is something with the Maya. They predict a great cataclysm. And I think it has something to do with the zodiac. Do you have something with the zodiac in Egypt? And he said, well, in fact, I have a book about it from a Frenchman, the translation of chapter 17 from the Book of the Dead from the Egyptians. And in it, you can find what you are asking. So I started reading that book, and in fact, he translated the hieroglyphs completely different from what was translated till now. And how did he do that? He had found in a library in France, the ancient Greek text with the hieroglyphs behind it. And from that, he was able to make a very good translation of the chapter 17 of the Book of the Dead. And what is in it? In it, I found a star code. He wrote literally in French. Look, he said, this is how the star code looks. And when that happened, the same star code will happen again. That will be the year of the following cataclysm. And it was a relation between the twins and Orion. And so my friend, that was 12 years ago, but then you didn't have sophisticated computer programs. And only after a few years, there was a sophisticated computer program that came out. And then we were able to check what was written as the star code. And we found that when in the year from the previous cataclysm, 9792 BC, Venus made a retrograde loop above Orion, just behind the twins. And the twins is Gemini, yeah? in the sky. And in 2012, Venus will make a retrograde loop again above Orion, and so that is the year of the next cataclysm. You understand?
Yeah, this is very interesting. I didn't realize the Egyptians even foretold this at all, let alone the same year. That's pretty astonishing. Now, yeah. to what do you attribute that? Do you think that they both were just, you know, mathematically that astute independently, or do you think that they had shared this knowledge back and forth with each other?
Yeah, they must have shared the same knowledge. They must have been the descendants from a previous high civilization, and they must have taken away the sciences of that civilization. And that is what I want to find in Egypt, because I think in the labyrinth there must be artifacts from the previous civilization, the so-called Atlantis civilization that the scientists don't believe in.
Oh, there's clearly lots of surprises awaiting us. I mean, they even admit that they've only excavated, like, what, a tenth of all of the, of the total sites, that there's still probably 90% unexplored, and that's just in Egypt.
Yeah, there is an unbelievable amount of things, artifacts that we can find in Egypt. Look, the labyrinth, that was 3,000 rooms. Now, according to...
And, you know, just to throw this in there really quick, too, I think the percentage is even less when it comes to the Maya, that we've explored even less a percent of their total size. I mean, there's, you know, thousands of square miles, probably tens of thousands of square miles of jungle that's just buried over with huge mounds that are obviously pyramids underneath that they have yet to even begin to explore. I wonder what's still lying underneath there. But, so get back to the labyrinth now, you were saying. How many rooms?
Look, the labyrinth in Egypt. So
yeah.
Herodotus wrote about that. That is 3,000 rooms. And according to old manuscripts, it must be about 20 miles long. 20 miles. Because if each room is 10 meters, then you have 30 kilometers in total. Now, in it, according to Herodotus, you can find the tombs of the first pharaohs of Egypt, and also the secret things going back to very ancient times. So we have to find the labyrinth under all circumstances and to excavate it, and then we will have the proof of the previous civilization and also what will happen in 2012. And that is what we have to do.
Well, I'll tell you, if this network does in fact exist, and if it's that extensive, it would, you know, that would certainly be something that would show up if they would do some soundings. Now, you had, who was it, Plato, that had written about Troy. And they thought that was fantasy and fiction. And then, of course, Schliemann came around and, blew that wide open when he discovered that, in fact, the city was there. Of course, now all those treasures are lost to us. If you want to see him, you've got to become friends with David Rockefeller to get a tour of his private museum in New York. He probably has a lot of the Iraq treasures they looted, too. But in any case, what a travesty that is, huh, when they raided the Baghdad Museum?
Yeah.
That's just terrific. Yeah, just... What a travesty, aside from, of course, the human loss of life over there. But in any case, since they found out that, wow, what do you know, Troy was a real city after all, could it be that the same is true here? That, there is this labyrinth, that they're still thinking. Well, look what they discovered just a few years ago. I think it was only about a decade ago in China. That huge, massive, they found, I don't know how many thousands of these life-size statues that were buried with this one king. I mean, it's basically a whole underground city that had been there all these thousands of years, and they only recently just uncovered it. So, why couldn't the same thing be true with Egypt? They're still finding lost tombs in the Valley of the Kings, which have been what they thought was thoroughly explored,
Yeah. Now, I talked with Zahi Hawass. He's going to retire. Zahi Hawass is the guy, the head of the antiquities. And he's always on the documentaries from Discovery Channel and National Geographic. And he's holding everything back, our work. Now, we talked with the guy who will follow him up. And he's more inclined to work with us. So we have very high hopes that we can do our work next year, and we can say, look, guys, the biggest discovery of all time, the labyrinth, it is here, and we have to excavate it as soon as possible. So, and I think it will be something for early next year. I hope so. I sincerely hope so. But of course, in Egypt, you never know. So before you get permission, it takes a lot of time, and always big problems. And so I have been busy with this since 11 years.
So do you do excavations yourself, too?
No, I don't do excavations by myself.
You just harass them to do them, right?
No, it's not allowed now for foreigners to do excavations in Egypt.
Right, you must pay
the Egyptians, and then they do the excavations. But before you have the permission, and you first you must find the money, and then you must get the permission.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
then
involving.
You can start.
Tell you what, we gotta go to another break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Patrick Jarrell on the line, talking about the fascinating Mayan and, as it turns out, Egyptian and other ancient prophecies, warning us about what's coming in 2012. So yeah, it is pretty frustrating, isn't it? To get the funding, to get even the motivation going, to even look for something like this in the first place.
It takes a long time before you can understand all the complexities of the problems. 2 years ago, we were in Egypt with a Polish group and an investor, and we wanted to scan around the pyramids. Now, first it was very difficult to get the permission. Now, it is impossible that a foreign group scans around the pyramids. So it is only possible that Egyptians do it. And then the other problem was that we wanted to scan to 60 meters deep under the ground. Now, that is very deep, and that is in fact a georadar system that is from the military. And you can't import.
So you anticipate it could be that far down, huh?
Yeah, because we thought that we would find things very deep. A normal georadar goes about 20 meters deep, and we wanted to scan as deep as possible.
Right.
Now, that is a military apparatus, and normally you can't import that in Egypt. It is not allowed because it is military apparatus.
Yeah, sure.
Now, fortunately, we worked with a Polish georadar specialist, and he's a world-renowned specialist, and he knew a friend of him from Egypt, and when he contacted him, and they had the apparatus in Egypt. And after then long discussions, it was allowed to use that apparatus. So,
hey, you know, I think I got a good idea how you could do that, is convince the Pentagon that Iran is hiding weapons of mass destruction underneath Egyptian soil, and they'll pay for the whole thing. No, but seriously, this is fascinating. I'm going to have you back on to give us an update. Next year you're anticipating, huh?
Yes, if everything goes good, then it will work. Now, the Polish TV made two specials about what I am saying and about what we found in Egypt and that we are looking for the labyrinth. And I sold more copies of my books in Poland now than in English. Because everybody in Poland knows now about the end of the world in 2012 and about the fascinating discoveries. But the English readership is far behind for that. So I need some publicity in the United States.
Right, right. Yeah, this is very interesting. So what areas are you anticipating, you know, for them to look at? Are you hoping they're going to, like, scan basically, the whole region around Egypt, around the pyramids? Are you looking specifically around the Sphinx? Or?
We are planning several things. Now, first, it is not allowed.
I tell you what, we got to go to break, Patrick, but we'll pick it up when we get back. Yeah.
All right.
With recent